Thanks for joining us. You can always catch the latest sermon online, but we sure would love to see you join us in person to celebrate and support each other in our love for God, our neighbors, and this church. We are South Britain Congregational Church. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. And now, enjoy another great Sunday sermon, and we hope to see you soon.
How is it with your soul? It's a question that John Wesley would ask at the beginning of every small group meeting. Together, I would like us to take a moment and reflect on this question within as I read from Matthew's Gospel. Beginning chapter 6, beginning in verse 1. Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. How is it with your soul? And concerning prayers, whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners so that they may be seen by others. And truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. When you go into your room, shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look up dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. And truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. When you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. How is it with your soul? And concerning treasure, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your heart is, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. How is it with your soul? Word of the Lord. Many people feel like they are living in the ashes of past challenges. Everything around them represents burnt rubble. Just realize that ashes are a sign that something is over. Don't live in the ashes. Dust yourself off and see who God has made you to be, whole and complete. Don't allow what the past tried to make you. Make a firm decision today not to rehearse over and over and over again what happened. You see, Ash Wednesday is about leaving, but it's also about celebrating and embracing with joy. So as you make your decision what to leave behind, don't talk about it anymore with friends or family. Make a decision to move on. Let the next 5 weeks of Lent be a time when you've made that decision. Instead of ashes reminding you of the past, God will supply you with an anointing of oil, something new and something beautiful, because the ashes are made from the past with palms that were burned, but the oil that is in them is olive oil, an oil that was given for anointing and for blessing. So as you receive these ashes today, remember that that's what you're receiving. Close your eyes for a moment. And settle in your seats. Imagine a place that brings you comfort and peace, wherever that is. And take a big breath and breathe in the goodness of that space. And breathe forth the goodness that is within you. And take another breath in. Breathe in the goodness of a place of peace and joy. And the goodness that's within you, breathe out. As I read the psalm, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know that I. Be still and know that. Be still and know. Be still and be still. Be. Amen.